Well, good evening. Regarding Audio Boo, the business that is being transformed into Audio Boom. First of all, let me start with a huge vote of thanks to McCulgan for having posted the long piece of information from the Wall Street Journal. I've read it all very carefully, every single line of it, including all of the financial details. And it makes for a really fascinating story. I didn't realize that the full story would be laid out as clearly as it has been. Now, the fact that it's terribly long may put people off reading it, but I want to draw attention to one particular story that's in there, and be grateful for anybody who finds out that I have misinterpreted what's there. And it's an awfully simple story and a very human story, and it revolves around the arrival of Rob Proctor as the CEO of Audio Boo on a date I can't quite remember now. But it says very clearly that when Rob Proctor arrived, that he set about changing the direction of the company from being one in which user-generated content, which is what those of us who create Audio Boo as amateur podcasters do. User-generated content, which was previously a major focus of Audio Boo, was relegated to second position. And Rob set about the job of going to media companies and making arrangements with them for their content to be broadcast and distributed via Audio Boo. Now, one of the consequences of this was a massive increase, highly significant, impressive increase in the number of listeners using Audio Boo in the ratio of 4 to 20. So if something is 4, I can't quite remember what 4 refers to, but it went from 4 to 20. So it's from that point of view, it's a massive success for Rob Proctor. He aimed to do something, which was to change the strategy of Audio Boo. He succeeded in doing it, and one of the consequences of it, which must have been exactly what he wanted, was to establish Audio Boo as a much more significant channel through which people could listen to audio. Now, a lot of people have been saying that, you know, the community of users, the Audio Boo community, is being neglected. And I think the word wouldn't be neglected. The entire strategy has been to move in a completely different direction, to move across to build relations with professional media people, professional content. Professional content is much more popular than amateur content. That is clearly Rob Proctor's view. Rob Proctor has proved that that is correct, or that there is substance to that point of view. Big media companies that produce with high production values, but also with significant amount of resources, produce content. If you broadcast their content on Audio Boo, the number of people using Audio Boo goes up significantly. The original notion of a company in which the people who used it would also produce content themselves, not just listen to it, but would produce it, that strategy was regarded by Rob Proctor as having failed Audio Boo and as leading nowhere for the company. So he led the company in a completely different direction. And it's all very clearly laid out in the documentation. And I'd ask you, if you have the slightest doubt about my interpretation of it, please check it. But Rob Proctor is the man. He was brought in to do a job. Now, if you look at the credentials of the current directors of Audioboo, two things strike me as particularly significant. One is that there's only one woman in a significant decision-making capacity in Audioboo, and that's Amanda Brown. She's the only one. And secondly, that the professional backgrounds of all of the people who are directing the company show absolutely no track record in the area of user-generated content. And there is nothing that no way in which I can interpret their credentials, their education, their past track record, companies they've worked for, as if it places any value on amateur podcasting. High value on corporate relations, a high value, a big value on accountancy. There's a higher level of expertise in the area of accountancy in the company. But there is no level of expertise in the area of amateur people producing content, sharing it. No expertise, no evidence of empathy for it, no reason to think that Rob Proctor, given his professional background, has anything significant by way of a value system. The credentials are clearly about making, you know, a company serve a purpose, be of value for the purpose of enabling paid advertising to be generated. If you were trying to create something which had the chance of winning advertising, then the way it's being driven is clearly along that lines. So, what about the future of the amateur podcasters? What does that suggest for it? I think the jury is out. I think the business thrust is quite clear, and it's well away from amateur content. You know, this type of content that I'm creating now is of no value whatsoever to the business. One can argue that it is, you know, as has been argued, Bernie Goldbach has made an impressive argument in the past about why amateur content connects in some way to the business thrust of the company. But I think the evidence is really entirely that the board is going in a totally different direction. There is a chance that Audioboo will continue to preserve and maintain the facility for those of us who want to make amateur content and share it via Audioboo. There is a chance that the company will continue to allow that, but not in order to make money. It seems awfully clear to me from the statements and in the documentation that Mac has laid out that there is, you know, we are, from the point of view of the company making money, fairly insignificant and irrelevant. An income stream of 45,000 is kind of a pittance and not worth thinking about. People who make content, we listen to, we are a little section of a organization that has got different goals, different intentions, and to a certain extent, you know, provided almost from a philanthropic point of view, the owners of the company decide not to destroy the capacity to make amateur content. It would be possible, by the way, to change Audioboo so that it was impossible or almost impossible for any amateur to put content up. That would be possible. Can't see that the cost of amateurs putting up content is particularly high, to be honest. Probably requires a number of people to be employed, but it isn't a huge cost if the organization can manage to turn itself into another. It aims to become the YouTube of audio. Now, that's fascinating as a concept. I mean, it's up against significant players who have much greater resources. SoundCloud is much better equipped to do that. SoundCloud is much further down that track, I think. an Audioboo intends to go into America. You don't really go into America with two people employed in San Francisco, which is what the documentation reveals. You would need a considerably higher investment than that in order to make it over there. But I do feel an awful lot clearer as a result of what Mac has shared. It sort of pulls it all together into a coherent whole. And it is worth having a good old read of that stuff. Okay, it's written in legal language, a lot of it is jargon, but to be honest, there are several paragraphs in there that, you know, you would get out of reading a broadsheet. Interesting stuff. For me, the whole clarity that I've gained from reading it is the clarity about the importance of listeners from the point of view of Rob Proctor. Rob is going to continue to be the CEO, so he's clearly in favor. Who knows what kind of deals are around the corner in the background between media companies. Thank you very much, Mac Colgan. Good night to you all.